Hi, I'm Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
I'm Rob Weir with Shades of Green in Frisco.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
You're listening to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Now, once again, here's Neil.
All right, thank you guys very much. And lady, thank you. Glad to have you attuned. We'll get right back to taking calls from general public, and that number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-WBAP, that's 9227 numerically. But first, we have for you Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Appreciate you joining us, and I believe if you were to pick two of my favorite fall plants, you have nailed them down. Good job.
Well, they're absolutely beautiful. And,
aren't they great?
Yeah. One is Firbush. This is Hamelia patens. This is a Texas superstar plant. We have this in the courtyard directly behind the garden center, and it's beautiful. This is a long blooming, easy care tropical bedding plant with showy red-orange tubular flowers that intensify in color in the fall. And I think the foliage intensifies in its color as well. During the summer, the flowers attract hummingbirds. This plant has tremendous heat tolerance coupled with good pest resistance. It's a Zone 8 plant, so it will not survive our winters here reliably. But it takes full sun, and it gets about 3 feet tall and 3 feet wide.
Both of the plants we're talking about are Zone 8 plants. The next one may be one degree more winter hardy. But
yes,
these are fabulous plants for fall color, dependable fall color. Firebush is not a shrub. It is a tropical annual, and Steve has presented it to you that way. It's kind of a it's totally unrelated to copper plant, but you use it in the same way. The only difference is you get those salmon orange flowers that just add to the beauty. Good for you. And then you're going to talk about Mexican bush sage, Salvia leucantha, and you've selected a dwarf variety.
Yes, there is a dwarf variety called Santa Barbara. The plant itself is a tough, drought-resistant, highly pest-resistant salvia with showy spikes of solid purple flowers September through November. This salvia attracts monarchs on their fall migration. It also is a Texas superstar plant. It's a Zone 8 plant that likes full sun. And Santa Barbara is the dwarf form. It reaches a mature height of about 28 inches. The regular Salvia leucantha can get up, 3, maybe 4 feet tall.
Yeah, and on the regular Salvia leucantha, you need to tip prune it in mid-May or so to keep it a little more compact. And
yes,
that really will help, kind of like we do fall asters.
Right.
The fact that this gets 28 inches tall and Firebush may get that same height or so, these plants need to be used in the middle of a floral garden or maybe even in the background, depending on how wide it is and what else you have in there, right?
Right.
All right, two great plants, and you're going to have a whole bunch more great plants coming up on October 13. Tell us.
Well, that is the day of our fall plant sale. That is next Saturday the 13th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., lots of perennials, ornamental grasses, shrubs, vines, trees. Specialty plants this year include citrus, figs, and pomegranates. We have several varieties of each. Various plant societies will be there selling their specialty plants as well. We encourage people to bring their own wagons to load plants, take to their cars. We have a couple of events leading up to the sale on Saturday, though. First of all, Tuesday the 9th at 7 p.m. at the Garden Center, we have a preview class, and people can, for $15, they can attend this class and then apply that $15 toward purchases at the plant sale on Saturday.
Mm.
And then the pre-sale is Thursday the 11th. That's for members of the Botanical Society, but if you're not a member, you can buy a membership that evening on site, 5 to 7 p.m., shop early and get a 10% discount on your purchases. So memberships start for as little as $40, and it's a good deal. So, yeah.
Yep. Suddenly you're done.
Yes.
And, Steve, all of that information is at the website?
Yes.
Good time to give that. What is the website for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
That is fwbg.org.
All right, fwbg.org, Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Hey, I get that trend. That's those initials. How do they find you?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. Now, specifically for next Saturday's plant sale, tell us about parking.
Well, in our weekend parking lot. So you take the Montgomery Street exit and you head toward Montgomery, but before you reach Montgomery Street, you pull into the weekend parking lot, and that's really the best place to park.
Good signage?
Yes, we will have signs, yes.
All right, good deal. Follow the crowd, follow the hummingbirds.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to love that. All right, and then basically, let's see, 24-hour information number, that's the only thing left.
Yes, that is 817-871-7686.
Steve Huddleston is a senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. He also has been writing for my magazine for many, many years, and we are grateful for everything he does. Steve, you're top-notch. Appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday. That report is sponsored by Rubel's Plants of Dallas. Rubel's Plants of Texas actually is the company name. They are on the Dallas side where Dallas goes for plants, and Rubel's is ready for fall. Their pumpkin yard is filled with pumpkins and gourds and hay bales and scarecrows. Crotons and mums mark the changing of the season, and Rubel's has 3-gallon mums from their farm right in the Dallas area. Each one measures up to 22 inches across, and they're cracking with color. Pansies are arriving this week, and they grow their own pansies. Their growing operation is just incredible. It's spotless. A university could teach how to be a successful commercial grower by showing their greenhouse growing operation. It's fabulous. Don't forget Rubel's wonderful gift store at the Farmer's Market, where they have lots of new fall decorations for your home and garden. They're open 8 until 6 every day of the year. Farmer's Market is at 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas. Take a look at their wrought iron, too. They do custom designs and all kinds of great things. This is an awesome place. Again, 601 South Pearl in Dallas in the Farmer's Market area. We'll give you that one phone number. It's 214-744-9100. In Lakewood, they're at 7219 East Grand. And in Lemon Avenue, 6630 Lemon Avenue in the Love Field area. You can go to rubels.com for their fall color chart, and then call them, they'll deliver. You might say, Neil, how do you spell Rubels? RUIBALS.com. Rubels Plants, where Dallas goes for plants.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's NEILSPERRY. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right, so you tune in a talk show on a talk radio station, and you're back in the third grade spelling class. Spelling Rubels and Neil Sperry. But there you go. That's what it's come to. Let's go to Gretchen in Carrollton. Gretchen, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Yes, how can I help you?
I bought an autumn blaze maple tree 3 years ago, May, and was told that the first year the leaves would probably start turning brown from the edges, but then after that, they would be green during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since then, they haven't stayed green. They always start turning brown from the edges and start moving inward. And even this year, it looks like they've taken in maybe 30% of each of the leaves. And the branches aren't really growing a lot, but they seem to be leafing out more, but they're just not growing in length.
Gretchen, when you bought that tree, was it bald and burlapped, or was it in a pot?
What pot? It was in a pot.
Yeah, they usually are. Autumn blaze usually is. You're still seeing moisture stress, and I can't get much closer than that, but I'm going to give you some tips, and somewhere in here will be your answer. I'm going to have to let you and your coach over there to the side kind of sort through what I tell you and figure out what might apply. If you have a container-grown plant and you set it out and it gets really dry that first year one time, just one time when you're gone an extra day on a trip or something, then that can cause it to be really weakened and to struggle for a long time after that. I've done that, sadly, I know. And so you have to make the decision, all right, I think that's what happened, and therefore now I need to make the choice of replacing it or seeing if it gets progressively better. If you see progress, then that's the good sign, and you might be willing to wait. If it looks like it's getting worse and worse each year, then even though you're ramping up your control best you can, then it may be time to bail and put another one in. It's a good tree as long as you don't have cotton root rot in your soil right there. This is not cotton root rot, but anyway, that's moisture stress. Excuse me, just saying. I have now functioned to use my cough button. Excuse me. This is from 2 weeks ago. I brought this home from Ohio, and I can't shake it. Everybody here has the same thing, apparently, at the radio station everywhere. The things that can cause moisture stress beyond that could be, it almost always goes back to drought, but it can be latent leftover damage. It could be from last year where it was just almost impossible to keep things watered properly. If you think there's a chance that you've seen progress, I would just make a point of watering it very deeply, regularly next summer. That plant should be able to withstand the conditions out in the sun. Unlike Japanese maples, this one is one that should be able to endure the sun and not scorch around the edges once it's established. If there's any bark damage, trunk damage that might have been caused by sun scald, then that could be exacerbating the entire problem. It's just really hard to tell you without seeing the tree and without knowing what happened when.
Well, you've been really helpful. I'll just increase the watering.
Yeah, one thing you might do is kind of fall back 2 years in time and build a water-retaining berm around it. Just take a hoe and pull a little bit of soil up in a donut, like an inner tube, out around it, so that when you water it, you can water it by hand, and you can just really soak it. And if you were to do that once every 5 days during the hottest part of the summer, I normally don't put watering on an interval, but if you were to do that every 5 days during the summer, you could not overwater it, and it would not get dry in 5 days now that it's been there a couple of years.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Good luck with it. Pretty tree. Let me tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We are finishing up our pre-production offer on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. If you want the finest calendar your money can buy, because this one will keep you right on track of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. If you're wondering specifically, when should I plant my fruit trees, or when should I prune my photinias or my climbing roses or whatever, it's all in the calendar. Hundreds of bullets down at the bottom of the grid page. If you've never seen my calendar, I hope you'll take this offer. I know you'll like it, and I'll guarantee every bit of the money will be refunded to you if you're unhappy for any reason. The calendar features each year my best photographs that I've taken in the preceding year. I always save my best for the calendar. I love doing the calendar. The 12,000 words of information come at the bottom of each calendar page. You save 38% on the calendar if you buy it today before 11 o'clock with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We've been doing our magazine 27 years. It's been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it is written specifically for Texas by the finest garden writers in Texas. I do all the work on my calendar other than the art, design, and layout. And so you get both publications and all that information for just $36.95, satisfaction guaranteed. There's a $3 charge for postage and box for the calendar mailing. But other than that, $36.95, and the price will never come back down to $36.95 again if you wait until we have to commit to the press count. Call before 11 today to be sure you get the lowest price. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. As we make the turn toward fall, maybe you think you escaped summer without foundation issues. But if you had the traditional problems, cracks in the walls, or doors that started to stick, you need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. The home inspection is free. Their patented ProLift repair system is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. So at the first sign of trouble, you call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Retirement can bring more time to spend as you choose around the house, and I hope out in the garden. As with planting a garden and maintaining it for enjoyment, planning and implementing your retirement strategy requires that you look at your unique financial situation, your goals, and the risks that could jeopardize the health of your retirement income. Each of us has different designs on what we want our retirement to look like. Gary Hughes, wealth advisor with Thrivent Financial for Lutherans and a certified financial planner, is available to help you. You don't have to be Lutheran to get his services. You can have the retirement you want. Turn your hopeful financial retirement design into your dream with an analysis of your unique situation. It's your retirement, so take steps now to help yourself enjoy all the fruits of your labor in any season. Call Gary tomorrow at 972-612-0220, or you can call and leave a message. 972-612-0220. Make an appointment for a personal retirement income analysis at no obligation. That's 972-612-0220. Registered representatives for securities and investment advisory services offered through Thrivent Investment Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. If you enjoy my program, it surely would mean a lot to me if you'd let our fine advertisers know, because that's how they're sure that their investment in this program is a good one. It's sponsors like Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. On the web, DixonBrothers.com, DICKSON. And Half Price Books. On the web, it's HPB.com, 20 Metroplex locations of Half Price Books. Before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore at 888-313-6862. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. 888-313-6862. They warn, don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high voltage power lines can act as conductors. You could be seriously injured or even killed if contact is made. If a tree is making contact with a power line causing sparking or fire, leave the area immediately. That is an emergency and that justifies calling 911. Before digging in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts, make sure you know where underground electric lines are located. Before you dig, always call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging to have underground lines located and marked at no charge. Okay, so again, that's 811 at least 2 business days ahead to locate lines below ground. For more information, go to Encore.com, Encore.com. All right, we're back to our phone lines to Stan in Dallas. Stan, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help?
Listener.
Thank you.
I've got a question concerning daffodil bulbs. Now, I've had daffodils in my yard for many, many years, but I've got bulbs, the little tips are already coming up from the ground.
Mine are too.
And I've never seen them come up this early.
Oh, it's... Yeah, mark it on the calendar and check next year. If not now, they'll be up within a week or two of this same time every year. It's very normal.
Okay, so I don't need to worry about it.
No. You can go worry about anything else you want to. It'll be more significant.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You are freed to worry. Have a good day. Thank you. Let's go to Jim in McKinney. Jim, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Jim. I am not
here. Live O. You recommended, first of all, it was Mondo or monkey grass. I look on the internet, they look a little different.
They should not. It's Ophiopogon japonicus. Look it up that way then. Ophiopogon, that's all one word, japonicus, japonicus.
All righty.
It goes by four names. Regular Mondo grass, monkey grass, Ophiopogon, some people call it that, and then lily turf is another word that is occasionally used. I rarely hear it.
Okay, that clarifies it, because I saw pictures of the dwarf, which you did not recommend, but you're the regular Mondo grass.
Dwarf Mondo is fine for very tiny areas, but not for a big ground cover bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I have a foundation bed that runs about 30 feet, and I would like to have something, again, underneath this live oak, which casts a lot of shade. Just to run about 30 feet. What kind of plant would you recommend that maybe wouldn't get higher than, say, 5 feet?
Okay, I can help you, but I'm going to recommend that you not just put a row of something in there. If you have that, does the retaining wall go back toward the house, pretty close to the house?
No, it just runs along the street. I live over there in the Provine neighborhood.
All right. Okay, I know that area very well. Does the bed go back pretty much up toward the house, the shade of the live oak?
Yeah, the live oak is about maybe 15 feet from the street and 15 feet from the house.
Okay. That's going to be a lot of shade as it matures. Jim, what I would recommend...
It's already higher than the house, and it's a two-story house with a high roof.
Yeah. Yeah, I will tell you that in Quail Creek and some of the other areas of Stonebridge Ranch, our son lives in Stonebridge, and they were required to have two trees in the front yard while he lives on the cul-de-sac, at the head of the cul-de-sac almost, and they had two live oaks, and they half of one of them would have been too big for the area that they had, so we took them out. I guess the HOA will probably go arrest them some year, but we put a nice cedar elm in and put the live oaks in the backyard. The recommendation I would give you is not to put a row across that, but indeed to let it's better not to plant shrubs in unnatural rows, because you might as well just put a box out from the house and paint it green. It's better to plant them in groups, in clusters, in kind of rounded or banana shaped or comma shaped, apostrophe shaped beds. And so having said that, I would recommend these plants for you, and they can come out 10 feet from the house. They can come out into that bed. It doesn't all have to be Mondo grass. That'd actually be kind of static and boring looking. So here are the things that will grow in heavy shade. Same plants that I have in my own landscape and in total shade, never get any sunlight at all during the growing season. I have a lot of hollies. I have many kinds, about 30 different kinds of hollies, and they have served me wonderfully. I have also a great deal of for tall shrubs with flowers, they're deciduous. I have oak leaf hydrangea. I was just looking on my website, and on the homepage it says the Sperry Backyard Shade Central, and there are photos of what I have. And you know, you go to the website, look at that photo, you'll see the oak leaf hydrangea in bloom. You'll see Carissa holly. You'll see a church, which is a bird feeder kind of a setting, and in front of that is Carissa holly. The taller shrubs are all kinds of hollies, primarily. Akuba will do well in the shade. So will Mahonia. I have a lot of leather leaf Mahonia, not in that photo, not in that part of our landscape, but in other parts, and so forth. There are a lot of good plants. If you get into a good independent retail garden center and you just say, I gotta have something for the shade, don't sell me anything it's going to have sun, then you'll be all set. If you want color, and none of this shows in this particular angle of my landscape, but I've used a lot of blood good Japanese maples. And that's because I have a half acre that I've landscaped. In an urban setting, you might have room for one Japanese maple, and blood good is the best of the reds. It's a little larger. There are plenty of other good smaller varieties. So there are lots of things you can do, and you probably want to have maybe three plants that are not Mondo grass, so three types. You don't want to have one of everything. You want to have maybe concentrate on three things.
Okay.
It's kind of like decorating a room.
And the Mondo grass spacing you recommended was in the clumps, 8 to 9 inches?
Yeah, 8 to 9 inches apart. And if you buy gallon cans, you can cut them into quarters. Your goal is to have a clump in your fist that is the size of a tennis ball of the roots and the stems. And then the leaves will touch at 8 or 9 inches. They'll touch, and they'll look like, from the side, they'll look like it's a solid cover. And they'll cover very quickly for you.
All right, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling back.
Your wife, Lynn. Thank
you. I will do it. Thank you. Thanks for calling back. That's the good way to do it. Thank you, sir. Perry also in McKinney will be coming up with a Celeste Fig question, Mary in the Colony, and Bill in North Richland Hills. So those will be our next calls up, and we'll get to all of you in the next segment, because it's the longest one that I have. Our number, if you'd like to call, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Feed your trees and prevent insect damage with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Its dual-action formula delivers 12 months of systemic insect protection, even against caterpillars, and it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray concentrate formula, and your tree will be protected and fed. It's easy to use. Mix it in water. Pour it from the bucket or a sprinkling can over the tree or shrub root system. The insecticide dissolves in water and moves up through the tree or shrub, providing 12 months of protection, including the new growth. It provides protection for trees and shrubs, including some fruit and nut trees and containerized plants. Check the label for a complete listing. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden centers. Bayer Advanced, B-A-Y-E-R. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control.
If you listen, you'll hear it. It's what everybody's talking about, and it's here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Something very cool to tell you about from the fine folks at Dalworth. This is Dalworth Crawl Space. It's a part of DalworthRestoration.com. Dalworth can now help you create a cleaner, healthier living environment for you and your family, starting beneath your home. Introducing Dalworth Crawl Space, a part of Dalworth Restoration. Homes with dirt crawl spaces cost more to heat and cool. They can cause structural damage, may even be affecting your health. Dalworth Crawl Space has a solution to a dirty crawl space or basement. Clean Space Encapsulation System. A Clean Space liner is used to isolate the home from the earth completely and permanently. Similar to a pool liner, it's 7 layers of a blend of polyethylene and polyester cord reinforcement. The liner is installed and sealed along the walls and the flooring. It's also sealed around other objects such as pipes, columns, and piers. For more information, you can call Dalworth Crawl Space at 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433 or go to DalworthRestoration.com. Now, I might add, if you ever have flood or fire damage, this company is the very best. Has the name Dalworth, you know it's good. DalworthRestoration.com, 214 or 817 267-8433. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom and Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News Time now is 9:33. It's 49 degrees at 9:33. Mitt Romney staying on topic as he campaigns in Florida this week. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic at the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Cloudy and cool, 55 today. The clouds start to go away tonight. We'll drop down to 40 for the low. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high of 69 and back up in the low 80s for Tuesday. It is 48 degrees at Fort Worth Meacham, 50 degrees at Dallas Love Field, and 49 degrees at DFW Airport. Now checking the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
In Arlington, earlier highway wrecks have been cleared from westbound I-30 at Collins and southbound Highway 360 at Mayfield Road. This report brought to you by Ryan's. Ryan's Great Steak Pledge just got even greater. For a limited time, Ryan's is serving its thick-cut Rancher's Select Sirloin for just $9.99 every night. Come in tonight for a great steak dinner at a great low price, only at Ryan's. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Political cannons will fire again today in the battleground state of Florida.
In a state whose large older population is politically active, Republican Romney knows that health care is top of mind. Under President Obama's plan, says Romney,
540,000 of our seniors that have Medicare Advantage would lose Medicare Advantage here in Florida. My plan is to preserve and protect Medicare. I'll put that money back.
All sides agree that changes will have to be made to the current program or Medicare might not be available to future generations of retirees. Jim Ryan with the Romney campaign in Orlando.
Polls are open in Venezuela, where longtime President Hugo Chavez said to be facing a tough re-election battle this year. On the line, his crusade to transform Venezuela into a socialist state. If challenger Enrique Capriles wins, it will likely mean a course change in several areas. Again, a high today of 55 is what we're looking for, 49 degrees currently from the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. I'm Jerry Overton. More of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Right next. Thank you, Jerry, very much. Let me tell you about our all-new Home Landscape School for 2013. It will be on Saturday, January 26th at the Plano Center. And you'll learn principles of good design. Our goal is to teach you how to draw a landscape plan for a project at your home and how to do so to scale. So it'll be a functional landscape plan that you can use. And you'll leave with a working drawing with the help of a professional. I'll explain how in just a moment. Now, this is really one of the most popular things that we do every year. And we've completely redesigned the school this year. I'm going to be doing a lot more of the teaching than ever before. I'll be joined by Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens. and Jimmy Turner, well known. You'll hear Jimmy in about half an hour here on the air from the Dallas Arboretum. We'll talk about principles of good design, best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color in your landscape, terrific turf grass, effective entries and front gardens, fun patios and backyards, and we will teach you how to design to scale. And the consultation to finish your plan will happen either February 9 or 10 at North Haven Gardens. You choose which of those days, Saturday or Sunday, is best for you. The school is Saturday, January 26, all day in Plano. And then the consultation will be a 30-minute consultation either February 9 or 10 in North Dallas. You'll leave with a working drawing of your project and the knowledge of how to design additional improvements for the future. One person, $179. Two people, same household, $219. Price goes up by $20 after the 9th of November. Now that's one consultation, one set of materials per household when you sign up as a couple. And the way to do so is to either to go to my website, neilsperry.com, or register at 800-752-4769. Call before 11 today. Same number we're giving out for the calendar offer, 800-752-GROW. And if you go to my website at neilsperry.com, you'll need to click on schools on the left.
The first local news of the hour. Every hour. Every day. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
That was the worst job I ever did, giving a producer of a radio program a cue to hit a recording. I am so sorry there. That was awkward at best. Let me tell you about Puckett Nursery right now in Allen. Mark Puckett's been in business for a long time, more than 25 years. Family-owned, full-service nursery serving the Collin County area. They're located at 811 East Main Street in Allen. And I believe that's the McDermott exit, if I'm not mistaken. I think it just turns into Main Street as you go past Highway 5. Mark's been there a long time. I don't want to say he's right beside Brahms, but, well, what can you say? Puckett's has more than 2 acres of high-quality trees and shrubs, native and well-adapted plants. He will deliver and plant them for you. They're friendly and knowledgeable staff, including Texas Master Certified Nursery Professionals. You hear that? They're there to help you with your plant needs or questions. They take pride in stocking quality plants, and they don't want people taking a plant home that already has been stressed, so they're going to sell you only healthy, vigorous plants, and they will guide you as to the best plants for your exact needs. Allen is lucky to have Puckett's. We all are, and I hope you'll go there. Right now, Puckett's has their annual red tag tree sale. Majority of their trees will have a red tag and a discounted price of 20 to 40% off the regular price, continuing as long as supplies last. Go to Puckett's Nursery at 811 East Main Street in Allen. For more information, you can call them at 972-727-1145. 727-1145. Go online at PuckettNursery.com. Puckett's Nursery. Let me spell that for you. PUCKETTS Nursery.com. Puckett's Nursery in Allen.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050. 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
All right. Thank you very much, Michelle, very much. And let's go right to our phone lines. We have Perry in McKinney, who's been waiting patiently. Perry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you?
Well, I think I made a mistake, and I planted a 5-gallon Celeste fig 2 years ago, 6 feet from my house. Is that too close?
6 feet would be pretty close. I don't know that it's too close, but it certainly will need every bit of room you have.
Okay.
You didn't want to see your house from that side, did you? Perry, they will get they'll get 12 feet across, 14 feet across. So yeah, it's pretty close, but you know, at this point, it's probably too big that you don't want to dig it and try to move it. So.
Okay, well, that's what I'll do then. I'll just watch it grow and do a little trimming.
Do a little trimming on the backside so it doesn't rub into the eaves and doesn't rub into things. I'm glad it wasn't 3 feet out. 6 feet may be manageable, not preferable, but maybe manageable.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, and thanks for waiting so patiently. Lee, I think we have calls out of sequence, unless the gentleman has had to call back. Let's go to line three, please, Lee. Bill in North Richland Hills. Bill, I think you had been waiting a while. I had you marked down. How can I help you?
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
I have a weed that I cannot identify that's taking my yard over, and I bet you can help. It looks like a dark green mat. From a distance, it looks good. I mean, you know, it looks like a dog.
You're talking about a little lavender or white flower on it?
No, it has a white flower with about the big round as a dime.
It's called roadside aster. A-S-T-E-R, roadside aster.
Roadside aster.
Mm-hmm. And it is at its peak right now. I was in a park a couple days ago. I'm about to write a report up on some suggestions, and roadside aster was in that park. Roadside aster, I always refer to, and I realize sometimes I'm offending people when I say this, but it's a weed of neglect. It will show up in the parts of your yard that are the hardest to water. Usually it's out along the walk or the curb or out in the alley or someplace that it's hard to get the hose, or where a sprinkler doesn't work properly, or where in situations where people just say, you know what, we've had so much drought, I can't be watering. And so they let the lawn go a little bit, and the roadside aster shows up. And then the other place it'll show up is when people mow their yard too high and the grass gets thin because of the high mowing height. If you will, you can, well, let's see. Let me tell you the several things. First of all, it is an annual weed. It is about to die. There's no reason to worry about it now because it's going to be gone. You'll have those wiry stems out there this winter, and you'll see them. They're going to be kind of odd looking once they lose their leaves. It'll just be brown, dead stem tissue. But there's nothing to do now. No call to action now. My recommendation always is, if you'll take a little better care of your lawn, the lawn itself will crowd out that weed. It's the first one to disappear in good maintenance. If, on the other hand, it's just too big an area and you can't do that for whatever the reason, then this is a broadleafed weed. It has tiny little leaves, but it is still a broadleafed weed. The flowers prove that. And so you can use a 2,4-D broadleafed weed killer. 2,4-D. Yes, a weed be gone is one example.
Oh, that's true.
And if you do that during the growing season when it's active, you can get rid of it. Don't do that now.
Okay. All right. Well, I certainly appreciate it.
Appreciate your call, Bill, very much. Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to Janet in Jewett, Texas. Janet, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I have three questions, and I'll make it fast. What do you think of dry molasses?
I do not accept it as an advertising product here, and you'll never hear me recommending it.
Okay. I have a crepe myrtle that's about 8 foot tall. When do I cut it back, and what length should I cut it back? It's not the native.
There's no native crepe myrtle here. They're all from either China or Japan. You will hear me, if you listen to me very long, just from about now until spring, say don't ever cut a crepe myrtle back. Don't ever top them. It is the quickest way to ruin a crepe myrtle, and they must never be topped. Once they're topped, their growth form is ruined forever. People who tell me, well, but Neil, my crepe myrtle's too tall for where I have, then that's the wrong variety. It needs to be moved and put in a place where it can grow taller. There are plenty of varieties. Our World Collection Park in McKinney has 110 varieties growing in it, and some of them will never get more than knee high. Some of them will get 30 feet high. So there's a crepe myrtle in there for everybody. It should never be cut back.
Okay. Also, when is the correct time to plant winter rye?
Winter rye, my preference would be during September. I haven't gotten mine done yet, so,
so
I'm in there with
okay.
you. Yeah, I'm in there with you. Janet, appreciate your call. We got three questions done in a hurry. Folks, normally I take one topic per call, but I just thought, well, I'll see how we do on that, and it took less time than some of the diagnostics do. Let me take one more call. I'm going to keep us on track there, Lee. You'll be amazed, won't you? And we will take our break now, and then we'll come back to David in Rome. Roanoke, Mary in the Colony, and Mark in Fort Worth. And Mark is asking about when to plant fescue for spring. Oh, Mark, please hang with me. We need to visit. We really need to visit. The offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is to get a one-year subscription, either new or renewal, to my magazine, which features outstanding garden writers from all over Texas. Every word of our magazine for 27 years now has been written specifically for the Lone Star State. You get a one-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine, and in the same process, you can save up to, well, you can save 38% on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. This is the calendar that I'm about ready to finish and send to the printer, and when I do, the price of this offer will go up. The calendar will have more than 12,000 words telling you month by month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. That's a lot of information. Hundreds of bullets of when to do things. They're down at the bottom of the grid on each month. You turn the page, there's my photo, there's the month, and there is the information. All right, so you get all of that at a 38% savings by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine. Total price of all of that is $36.95. There is a $3 postage and box charge for the calendar. $36.95. The price will go up when we commit to the print run. You need to call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. These are not sold in stores. Call before the price goes up. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Drive to Twin Oaks Nursery and enjoy the beauty of fall. From colorful mums, ornamental peppers, to pumpkins, hay bales, corn stalks, and all the extras to create that special fall look. Now is the perfect time to plant, and Twin Oaks Nursery is fully stocked with fresh fruit trees, beautiful shrubs, and trees. Join them for their huge annual shrub sale in September. Visit Twin Oaks Nursery, just 30 miles north of McKinney off Highway 75 in Denison, Texas. Their expert staff will be happy to assist you. Visit their website at twinoaksonline.com for more information.
All right, let's talk about arborological services right now. How would that be? These are the experts that your trees deserve. They are the best in the tree care business, serving the Metroplex with the finest in tree care since 1981. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists on their team, college degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. And they have a really professional team of tree experts. Two of their people have been selected as Arborists of the Year for the great state of Texas, and their tree climbing crews have won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 21 years out of the 31 it's been held, including this year's award-winning Miguel Pastanez, who went to the international competition in Portland, Oregon, came in ninth in the world. That's pretty cool. They offer complete tree maintenance programs, fertilizing, pruning, cabling, and bracing, insect and disease control, consultation, damage assessment, and appraisal. They are serious about your trees. They want to do the work for you like they do the work at my home. They're the only people who will ever touch my trees. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. On Twitter at The Tree Experts. On the web, arborological.com. It's Arborological Services.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shapp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
Thank you, folks, very, very much. Scoliosis is a really painful ailment, and it can be really serious. And my recommendation to you is go to the world-renowned Baylor Scoliosis Center. The Baylor Scoliosis Center at the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. They are the best it gets. We learned about them when our daughter was at Baylor Plano with another unrelated illness. And we learned all about the Baylor Scoliosis Center. I hope that you never have to worry about that. But if you do, let's talk about their 400. I've got the wrong Baylor thing here. Searching through my ed copy, and I'll just continue to tell you about the Baylor Scoliosis Center, because when you go there, they have specialists. They've been doing this now for 7 years, and they have folks who come from all over the world. They focus on both the physical and the emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehabilitation to complex surgeries. We saw that happening as people were coming to Baylor Plano from all over the world even then, and the hospital was only 6 months old at that point. This is in 2005. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team provides a comprehensive diagnosis of your specific curvature through a physical exam and of the back and extensive testing. Based on the results, the Baylor medical staff will work with you to help determine which treatment options are right for you. So, for adolescents and for adult scoliosis, it's the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, specifically the Baylor Scoliosis Center. More information is online at thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. or at this very specific phone number directly to them at 1-888-781-5558. Again, 888-781-5558, thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. That's at the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, northeast corner of Preston Road and George Bush Turnpike. Well, as you dodge between wrong ad copy and losing your voice, you try to get through an ad. Those folks deserve a lot better than that. Anyway, I'll try to do my best. Let's go to David in Roanoke. David, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I'll try to be quick.
Thank you, sir.
I was listening to your red tip photinia advice earlier. I have a large one in a 4x5 base area that is shielding a storage shed from view from the street. Storage shed is 7 feet tall, about 8 by 10 feet.
All right.
The photinia has 6 very large trunks springing from the central location.
All right, I understand that.
2 or 3 of them are showing dead leaves.
Oh, okay.
Others are quite green. I guess my first question is, should I try to cut out the dead limbs and nurse it for another year? That would be one. And if you say don't do that, should I use the Nellie Stevens holly in that location or a different holly, please?
All right. David, the progress of Entomosporium fungal leaf spot on red tip photinia, and I always give the full name of the disease so people can look it up. Entomosporium fungal leaf spot will first show up almost always as maroon freckles on otherwise green leaves. You'll look at the plant and say, well, that's interesting. It looks like a little fungal leaf spot. Doesn't look like much, but anyway, there it is. Just freckles the size of pinheads or slightly larger, and then they'll turn brown. And then you begin to realize that parts of the plant are turning light green or even white, and then brown, and then dead. And the plant dies a branch at a time, but not really that specific branch, just kind of over in that area. That plant's dying over there and over here. Look at that. And if you have 5 or 10 of them in a row, that one down there is doing the same thing. And pretty soon you realize that you're losing the entire plant. If you drive around town, you'll see this happening in many, many places. If that's the case, there is no turning that plant around. Now, let's take the, because that disease does not have a fungicide control, let's take the other direction. Let's just say that it got way too dry, and those branches were on the side of the plant that got much drier than the rest of the plant. Then in that case, maybe it would fill back in. I can't tell without seeing it. I could tell in a millisecond if I could see it. And so you might want to take samples of some of the declining tissue in to a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional and just say, is this Entomosporium? Or do a little research online and see what you decide. If it comes a time that you need to replace the red-tipped photinia, Nellie R. Stevens hollies would be perfect as a screening shrub if you want the screen to be 8 to 10 feet tall, up to 12 to 15 feet tall, or maybe a little taller. And then if you need something shorter than that, then willow leaf holly will get 8 feet tall, up to 8 feet tall.
Thank you, okay. And would the Nellie R. Stevens holly allow trimming on the for the top to keep it down to, say, 8 to 10 feet?
Yeah, I have some that are 8 to 10 feet tall. I've had them for 10 years. I don't believe I've ever trimmed them, but they eventually will need a little bit, yeah. You know, you need to decide, do I want to get on a ladder and go up 8 or 10 feet in the air to be pruning something, or would I be better served to plant that willow leaf and buy a bigger one and let it grow to 8 feet tall? Because they will get 8 feet tall. They don't get much taller than that.
Willow leaf holly.
Willow leaf holly. Looks a lot like Nellie R. Stevens, just a little shorter plant.
Follow-up question, do you have the name of a good, reliable nursery for these plants west of DFW, not my way?
I don't off the top of my head, but I would call around and ask. I would call Archie's Gardenland. Rick Archie is a longtime friend in West Fort Worth. I'd call Barry Johnson at Blooming Colors in Grapevine and see if they might have them. Mike's Nursery out on your side of town, yeah, on 114 might stalk them, and you ought to be able to get pretty good sized plants. Good time to plant them. This time of year is perfect.
Thank you very much, Neil.
All right. I want to jump ahead and take Mark in Fort Worth, if I can, Lee. I know I have only half a minute, and I'm going to try to help him. Mary's question may take me a little bit longer. Mark, this is Neil. In 30 seconds, can I help you, or do we need to put you on hold?
Good morning, Neil. It should be quick. I've already planted fescue for the fall to come out in the spring. I just want to fill in for the spring. When should I be?
All right. And are you using this as a lawn grass?
Yeah, but it's under trees.
Okay. That was what I, you know what, if you will please permit me to have you wait, I'd like to talk to you more about that because I don't think it's a really good solution to that problem beneath trees. And I think we need to discuss it.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure because I've failed with fescue in my own lawn in the shade, and I don't want you to have the same frustrations. Folks, we'll be back right after the news. Stay tuned. Mary, you'll come up first, then Mark.